Senator, you have a bill similar to one I believe introduced this past session in 2017 that deals with utility regulations. Tell us about that.
It is similar in some ways. It's not similar in others. The main difference is that it's much shorter, considerably simplified over the legislation that we had last year. We have removed some of the specific company-oriented economic development incentives in their place. Have written in kind of a generic statewide incentive for companies that might want to either expand significantly with an increase in their electricity demand or companies that might want to come in to Missouri and create a new demand. In the case of any of those, that would spread the fixed cost of whatever company that they were buying their electricity from and therefore would help to suppress the price increases to all consumers. We've also removed some of the other provisions that were kind of extraneous to the fundamental purpose of this, which is to encourage grid modernization and make sure that we address consumer needs for the future, going future. That's considerably shortened the bill. But some of the main things that it does that the final version last year had in it is what are effectively rate caps. Currently, Missouri's electricity rates have been increasing by almost 6% a year on average. The caps that are built into this bill would restrict that to 3% or less increases, which that doesn't mean there will be 3% increases, but it means that there will not be anything above 3%.
And this, as we've talked about before, is one of those issues that the modernization has been needed for some time. We're talking about 100-year-old setups in some cases, and certainly a lot more population pretty much everywhere in that amount of time. Why the pushback against this from the other side?
I think it's because there's been a fear and continues to be some concern from consumers, especially commercial and industrial consumers that spend a lot of money on electricity, that the legislation would almost force increases upon them. And of course, they're reluctant to agree to anything that looks like it's going to be an automatic increase. I think what has been significantly further understood this year is that these increases that we've been seeing in Missouri are unacceptable. They're just unsustainable by some of these corporations and companies and even homeowners. A real effort to try to do two things that will benefit everyone. One is to make utility rates more stable, to try to stabilize those so that we're not seeing these big spikes when surprises come or when the finances come in and they're just not what it requires to keep companies in business. And then number two is to make them more predictable. So if we can come up with a plan that provides both predictability and stability, then the corporations are going to be more favorable towards that. And I think the general public is as well. I mean, this year we have at least neutrality, if not support, from some pretty significant groups. Missouri Retailers Association, I think they're seeing the handwriting on the wall in terms of what's going to be required by their members in terms of the kind of power that's delivered and also the way that power is delivered. Chamber of Commerce has already been in support of trying to modernize the grid because they understand the significance of both stable and reliable power. That requires an upgraded grid. Today, our grid is decades old. It hasn't been upgraded to meet the standards that have been met by many other states, most other states in the country. And we're trying to address that so that corporations, especially that require a real stable electricity supply, that doesn't vary a lot, that isn't interrupted. Interruptions can be very costly to corporations and to manufacturing. And if we can get this grid modernized, we can automate a lot of things that currently have to be handled manually. That means fewer outages. It means when there are outages, they're likely to be much shorter outages. And it means the power is going to be more stable, more reliable. So I think that's why we're seeing the retailers come on board. That's why we're seeing the chamber so positive about this. And some of the other groups that in the past have been opposition are saying, let's talk. We agree that something has to be done. And so let's work on this together.
With more groups coming on board with this, do you believe this would make it an easier sell, if not for this session, perhaps it has to be down the road?
I think it will. The Missouri Grocers is another association that has pretty much come on board at least to say, we agree that we have to do something and let's all work together to get this done. Some of the opposition has been, it's been kind of hard to define the opposition. I've had multiple conversations that haven't really helped me clarify completely what the opposition is, other than just to say, we don't need to do this. And that seems to be less and less an option. And so I'm hoping that that opposition will begin to say, all right, well, let's work together. I'd rather work with you to get this done right than just oppose you and maybe be outvoted and not have an influence on it.